Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Oh, I love coming to you guys with conversations that just feel good. This one, though, it was actually an addition, like an add-on, and I had to throw it in next because I've got a whole series of my experience in California, the Jack Canfield book, like what's happening next, like all these, the red carpet experience, OMG, like there's so much to fill you in on. But I had to jump in and record this episode because it's so timely and so important, and it has a lot to do with my success going forward. Oh, and yours too, of course. This is called Kicked Off LinkedIn. I wanted to call it, holy fuck, are you kidding me? I'm shaking right now. This can't happen. Actually, I may title it 21 hours of stress. I don't know. Maybe I'll rework the title. Right now, as I'm recording this, it's called Kicked Off LinkedIn? ? I think that's what it's going to be. For 21 hours, I did not have access to LinkedIn. Ugh, gasp. Can you imagine? I mean, me. I just wrote the book on it, a best-selling book about owning your awesome on LinkedIn, and I can't even access my awesome on LinkedIn. Oh my God, I was freaking out. The experience was not lovely, and I'll tell you that. So what happened was I went to update my LinkedIn experience because, I mean, I've been a mastermind host for years, but I never put it specifically as like a title under my experience. And that's something that gets pushed out to our entire community. So obviously, I wanted to update that the day my Empowered Mastermind with Jennifer Perry, our partnership I've been talking to you guys about, it started Wednesday the 11th. So I wanted to add it to my LinkedIn. It's going fabulously, by the way. There is actually still room for you. So if you're listening to this in September, feel free to DM me if you're curious, want some information. If you're listening to this in October 2024 or beyond, shoot me a DM anyway, and I'll tell you what's happening because there's other options for you to work with me or to mastermind and some other big things that are happening. But I digress. All right. So I went to put the update so it can get pushed out to everybody. And that's what I do. I update my LinkedIn like every time I breathe. And so it wouldn't let me. It gave me an error message. And I'm like, oh, you know what? There's a glitch. Like there's always a glitch on LinkedIn. They're always updating their awesome platform. They're always like giving us better features. And it happens sometimes, you know, it glitches. So I was like, I'll just refresh the page. Nothing happened. I got the error message again. I was like, what in the Sam? And technically, this was my son's birthday. He turned 21. So exciting. Oh my gosh. Well, he's my stepson. So don't think I can really have a 21-year-old son. I mean, I guess I could, but I'm not there age-wise yet. I was a baby when he was born. Anyway, I'm totally kidding. So we're on our way to his college to celebrate his birthday. And I was like, forget it. I'm just going to like block it out. Like, who cares? I'm just going to enjoy this ride, listen to some jams with my family in the car, get to my son, celebrate his birthday. It's going to be great. And so then I drive home after dinner. It was a lovely event. Thank you for asking. We had a delicious dinner. And I get home and I check my LinkedIn again, and I've got no messages. It's still messed up. I'm like, that's so weird. I usually get like 4 million like notifications if I ignore it for a couple hours. So I was like, huh, still must be glitching. I'll just like refresh the page. Nothing. Anyway, I go to bed. I said, you know what? God, I'm going to give this to you. I know you're busier than LinkedIn. There's a lot going on in the world, but I know you're everywhere. So why not? So I'll let the LinkedIn gods and the actual God take care of this for me. I'm going to bed. I go to bed. I wake up in the morning. My alarm goes off. So I typically hit stop, right? I'm not a snoozer anymore. Thank you, Lord. I kicked that habit. I hit the stop button, and then you can see your homepage of your phone, and there's usually like a bunch of LinkedIn messages, and there wasn't. I'm like, that's weird. There were a lot of emails, text messages, and Voxer messages though. And I was like, what the hell? Like, calm down, people. Like, it's like 6 in the morning. go to do my morning routine, blah, 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 check my phone again. And I'm starting to listen to these messages and people are like, where are you? I can't find you on LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. What's happening? And I was like, what the, it's still not working. I'm like, so I refresh the page. I come to my laptop, nothing. Sad gray circle that says LinkedIn member. I'm kicked off of LinkedIn. I was like, what? This is for real? Like, it's always been like a little glitch and it fixes itself. So I take the app off my phone. I restart my computer. I'm like running my McAfee scanner on my computer. Do I got a hacker up in here? Is there a bug or something? Nothing worked. I was freaking out. And of course, you know, getting my kid ready for school, making the lunches, doing all the things. I had to like push it to the side. Still getting all these notifications from clients like, did you block me? Blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, stop it. This is crazy. And it's crazy to me because my impressions have just spiked because of, you know, posting about California. So obviously, like, I'm getting a lot of engagement, which is pretty cool. So I was like, that's so weird. You know, like, I'm at like a little bit of a peak right now this season. And then here's another opposition. Listen, you know me and all my episodes about Satan and Satan, whatever we want to call them, the opposition coming to fight us. I'm like, this is just one more test. And I am passing this mother. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is this trying to tell me? Because I know in my Kabbalah studies, it says everything is from the Creator and everything from the Creator is good or here to show me what I'm meant to change. And so I'm like, all right, God, what do you got for me here? Like, LinkedIn is down and I'm like the LinkedIn girl, like, at least in my world and in my client's world too, let's be honest. I'm like, I can't not have access to LinkedIn. Like, what is actually happening? So, you know me, I'm exhausting the system. I emailed everybody. I told every person who messaged me to submit a help ticket for me on my behalf because I could not get in. Finally, my husband gets a message from LinkedIn like, hey, thanks so much for messaging us. We got, you know, high volume, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, there was a glitch and I'm not the only one feeling it. So that made me feel better. So he's like, why don't you just kind of like go for a walk and like relax and like let this just run its course. And I'm like, I got to get back on right now. I get a message from another LinkedIn trainer friend that's like, yeah, that happened to me. And it got fixed in like, you know, instantly. I was like, oh, cool, cool. Another LinkedIn trainer friend messaged me and said, sometimes it takes weeks. I'm like, weeks? I don't have weeks. I'm building an empire. You got to be kidding me. Oh, it was I was shook. I even like messaged LinkedIn. I started a Twitter account. X. I started an account just to message LinkedIn's help desk. I Instagrammed them. I tagged them. For some reason, it let me put a post out on LinkedIn, but I couldn't get to my profile. And so it just looked like a sad gray square was posting. It was a whole thing. You can tell I was freaking out. I'm like, LinkedIn, help me. I'm getting the shakes. I can't be off your platform. I love you. Please don't reject me. They were probably like, yo, this girl's crazy. Just put her back on so she can go away. So after 21 hours, I finally get back on. But what happened after the freak out in between the getting back on is what was actually important here and what I wanted to talk to you today about. I really want to talk about protecting our vision, protecting our future. And I may do a whole nother episode on protecting our vision because it's actually the topic of our mastermind right now is vision and creating it and strategizing it, calling in resources for it, and then protecting it. I had a small situation with my Own Your Awesome brand. It's trademarked in the US and I'm trademarking it in the UK. And now I need to trademark it globally because I saw something pop up that made me feel some type of way about a group I'm in. Somebody else used the Own Your Awesome brand for something. And so that's still in the work. So I'm not going to give you too much information about it, but it'll work out. It always does. She's a beautiful soul. It's a beautiful concept. God loves us all. I'm not even worried about that. But my thought is like, we work so hard on building our brands, building our business, our community, getting these magical clients, creating things from our soul. And if we don't protect them, if we don't own them, if you will, they can be taken away. And someone once said to me years ago, Why do you just go hard on LinkedIn? I dabble on Instagram, and Facebook is really just for like my high school friends and family. Like, I don't often like do much on Facebook. I go hard on LinkedIn. I dabble on YouTube, or I dabble on Instagram. And I said, I go hard because that's where my clients are. But they're like, you don't own LinkedIn. I said, yeah, like we don't own email either. Technically, I mean, it's MailerLite that owns my email, but apparently there's more protection of our email. It is our email versus, you know, having LinkedIn or social media be our main source. I get 85%, if you will, of my clients from LinkedIn. I mean, technically the referrals at this point, but all the new ones are typically from LinkedIn or a referral from somebody I met on LinkedIn. So it's important for me to protect my brand, my visibility, my network, my community on the platform. And I haven't been doing a great job of that. I mean, I nurture them. I love on them. I give some freebies here and there to get them on my email list, but I never really focused on the email list. I have less than 500 people on my email. And I send out an email when something cool happens or, you know, nothing really consistent. Like I want to put a thought out or, hey, I wrote my book. Check this out. This is amazing, you know, or the mastermind's coming out. But it really made me think. So what went down between the freakouts and trying to get back on LinkedIn, and then when I actually got on LinkedIn, is I took a shower. Because if you listen to this podcast at all, you know showers are magical to me, and it's a portal to my idea, like abundance of ideas. It's where my guides are. I talk to God in there. It's like me in a, it's a party in my shower. So I got in the shower. I didn't even need to wash my hair. I already showered that morning. I was like, I don't even care. I'm getting back in the shower. And I was just like, God, what is happening? I'm like, what are you trying to tell me here? Because I don't want to react and freak out. I mean, I did, obviously, so I didn't pass that test, but that's all right. I will the next time. I really wanted to learn the lesson that was being presented to me. And it was essentially to protect my vision. I have a big vision for my life, for my family, for my business, for my clients, those that aren't my clients yet are in my sphere of influence, if you will, those who rely on me, look to me for guidance and leadership. And I need to do a better job being able to reach them or have them reach me. And if they can't get to me on LinkedIn, I mean, what, they go away? Or if LinkedIn literally kicked me off and it was weeks, I could be emailing the list I have, but, and I could go hard on Instagram, but there's got to be more things I can be doing to make sure I don't lose access to so much work that I've done over the last 15, 20 years. I mean, I've been on LinkedIn since 2006, 2007. So here's what my thoughts were. Obviously, the shower said to me, you need to protect your vision. You need to elevate and expand how you reach your audiences. And I get that. Like, I'm like, I'm on stages. I go on podcasts all the time. I have a podcast. I'm like arguing, right? But there was some validity to the fact that I was protecting my brand with trademarking and all that stuff, but I wasn't protecting how I express my brand and how people can respond to it to get to me. So it was a traumatizing 21 hours. Such first world problems. Eventually I got back on and I was very grateful. And I told LinkedIn, like, send me what department you're in. I'm sending you pizza or something stronger because I was so grateful. And I told them on every platform how grateful I was for their efforts. And, you know, I'm sure they were laughing at me. But here's a couple of different things that if you're like, oh, I never had that experience, or oh, yeah, that's not me, whatever. Yeah, it may happen to you because I thought it would never happen to me, but it does. And here's what I've been thinking. There's multiple ways to protect our vision and to connect with our audience. So email list obviously was one. My thought was there's also newsletters on LinkedIn. I don't know if you know that, but if you use the newsletter feature on LinkedIn, make sure they, when they're reading the newsletter, you drive them someplace else, right? So keep them on LinkedIn for beautiful conversations and content, DMs, voice memos, all the rage. I fully support them. But also give them another option, which apparently is your email list. But, you know, I also tell them, find me on Instagram for like sillier things or like, so let's make sure your network knows where to follow you beyond the little baby icons on your website. So keep that in mind. So that for me, that was huge to like have other places that they can follow me and connect with me and that they know it. Cause that's the thing. These other clients, they obviously knew how to get to me through Voxer or text message or, you know, email, but like the ones that aren't paying clients who look forward to my content didn't have access to me. And so once I did get access back up and running, I had a lot more messages from people who weren't clients that were like, hey, that was crazy, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure was. So email list, other options, obviously other social media sites. This podcast is a beautiful way for you to hear my heart and to learn what's going on, not only in my world and in my business, but like opportunities to grow professionally and personally. Obviously, there's YouTube. And so that is another area I will be exploring because I recently hired a podcast coach, which he's fantastic. And we are working together to elevate this podcast, which is hilarious. I've had 4 sessions and I've done probably one thing he's told me to do so far. I bought the stuff. So I will be focusing on elevating this podcast, which includes having guests, which is pretty cool because I have guests on my LinkedIn shows. And if you're hearing this and you want to be a guest on my Awesome Conversation live LinkedIn show, we're starting to ramp up again now that September's here. So from now until the end of the year, I do have a few spots left open I can plug people into. So find me on LinkedIn or DM me on Instagram. It's miranda.bonfricken, or shoot me an email and let me know what your expertise is. I have 2 of you that did message me before, and I will follow up with you because I want to have you on the show. I can't wait to learn more about you, your business, who you serve, all that good stuff. So if you want to be a guest on my Awesome Conversations live LinkedIn show, just find me, reach out, let me know. I don't have a questionnaire or anything fancy. Let's just have a conversation. We'll hop on a quick Zoom. I'll get to know your heart and your mission and your values and all that stuff. And then we'll have a deeper conversation on LinkedIn so I can introduce you to my audience. All right, cool. So there are lots of ways. I mean, obviously, like I'm going to up the podcast at some point. I'm going to put it on YouTube so it's video. But there's other ways to protect our vision and to continue to connect with those we want to serve. Affiliate programs, partnerships, collaborations. My last human design reading was all about me needing to collaborate more. And I thought that was odd because all I do is collaborate. I love partnering with other women. I've had 2 different LinkedIn shows partnering with other clients. I've had multiple podcast collaborations. And I was like, oh, that's odd. But apparently, that's what my soul wants. And why I'm here on this earth is just to collaborate with other women. There's other ways I'm collaborating, of course, with people, different events that are coming up. If you're on my email list, you just got an email about Nancy Medoff's retreat, her Do the Thing retreat. So that's exciting. Check the email for that. If you're not on my email list, get on it. What are you waiting for? Check my website, mirandavonfricken.com. Grab any of the freebies and it'll get you to my email list. Or again, DM me if you're like, did someone say retreat? Yep, it's in Naples, Florida. It's going to be fabulous. So message me and I'll get you some details on that. Or of course, you can go follow Nancy Medoff on LinkedIn or Insta and learn a little bit about her as well as her Do the Thing retreat. But stages, shouting women out. There's so many ways that I am going to start collaborating in Q4 as well as in 2025. So ultimately, when it comes down to it, this experience of getting kicked off of LinkedIn was eye-opening to say the least. So hopefully you're open to more emails because I'm going to at least send 1 a week, not only to nurture and to love on you, but to keep you in the loop of what's happening, to educate you, to inspire you, and then all the other ways I'll be doing it as well. If you have suggestions or if you're like, oh my gosh, that happened to me too, like, what did you do? I want to hear the story. I want to hear what happened. DM me. Let me know what you did, what you felt. Cause I wasn't kidding. It was traumatizing. So it got me thinking a lot about protecting our vision, protecting the hard work that we've put into our brand, into our mission, into the visibility that we fight so hard for, especially in like a saturated, certain environments, right? It feels like very saturated. Like it's so important to stand out, even in the job market. I mean, hello, you know that everybody's looking for work. So it's so important to stay visible and on top of mind. And if you don't have access to LinkedIn, how are you doing that? I'm curious. I'd love to hear it. So here's what I'm doing going forward. I mentioned, of course, other ways I'll start connecting with my audience, but just some other suggestions too. And then I'll put it back to you, just higher level thought of protecting your vision. So I'm going to up the podcast with some guesting. You want to be a part of it? Let's talk. More freebies to increase my email list. Go to my website, Danielle LaFleur at Easy as Pie Designs. Just redid my website. It's absolutely gorgeous. We've got, I believe, 6 freebies on there. So check it out. It's got its own freebie tab. I feel very fancy. So check that out. Lots more videos. I'm going to, at some point, learn to batch because I am not a batcher, although I know how important it is. I am very much of the when the spirit moves me, that's when I take action kind of mentality. But we all know we can't scale only when the spirit moves me. We have to be much more strategic. And that is something I've been talking a lot about to my clients, especially in October. Right now is when I do my annual planning. Look for an episode about my awesomeness audit. It's a fun conversation and it's around a topic nobody likes to do, but I like to do it early to kind of get it out of the way. So you'll hear more about that. You'll see me more on video talking about that. I've got a membership I'm about to launch. OMG, I'm so excited. This thing has been in the works for I can't tell you how long. And I think this is what came of the need to collaborate more conversation and of course being kicked off of LinkedIn. I have a fantastic system that my tech girl, Danielle, gives me access to. And there's access to courses and memberships. And I'm running my book club off of that. That's another whole conversation. And so I'm going to start utilizing all the tech and resources that I have access to. And in all the ways possible, I'm going to stop holding myself back. I'm going to stop playing small, which you're probably like, wait, playing small, didn't you just walk the red carpet with Jack Canfield? I know. I hear you. There's definitely some ways I still hold myself back from scaling, and I'm not interested in that anymore. So I will not only be protecting my vision now, but protecting the one I have for the future. And I invite you to have this conversation with yourself, your business coach, your life coach, your therapist, your friend, me, anybody who will listen. Protect your vision. It's so important, not just on LinkedIn, of course, but anywhere you are in life and at work and even at play. So friends, thank you again so much for being a part of this conversation and for being a part of my sphere, if you will, my community, my network on LinkedIn. I do not take it lightly that I have your email addresses, that I have your ears, that I have your heart. I feel so completely blessed and honored that you've listened to me for 23 minutes so far and feel energized by it. I get your DMs, I get the emails, and it doesn't go unseen or unfelt. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. I can't wait to see what comes of it. While you're out there protecting your vision, don't forget to continue to own your awesome. And until next time, go be awesome. Bye.